from Washington.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. And joining us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news is Brian Ford. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Just fine. Hope you are.
Good.
Well, this is going to be a fairly active week for folks who observe the business and economic world. Earnings reports, of course, the monthly jobs report will be out at the end of the week. What's your take on all of that?
Well, I think the take on last week was not a bad one overall for the middle of the summer. You know, we're almost to August, and that means the proverbial dog days are almost here. I will say that investor anxiety about the Russia-Ukraine situation, as well as some fighting in Gaza, has lessened somewhat. But, you know, as you say, this upcoming week is jammed full of economic data. Aren't you excited, Wayne?
Sure.
The big one is that the Federal Reserve... What's that?
I'm just going to say that's kind of your department, but go ahead.
The big one is that the Federal Reserve will meet on Wednesday and Thursday, and no one really expects any digression from the wind down of their stimulus program, nor does anyone really expect that short-term rates are going to rise now. But the big announcement will be what the second quarter GDP was for the U.S. Predictions are they will be about up 3%, which would almost exactly offset the abysmal first quarter drop of 3%. We're also continuing to get a slew of corporate earnings, which we'll discuss shortly. The July jobs report on Friday, which is expected to remain positive, continuing a very strong six-month trend. And then we'll have a check-in on the U.S. manufacturing sector.
We do have a Virginia story to report on this morning. There's been a merger, I believe, between a Virginia-based retail chain and a competitor.
Yep. Just this morning, Chesapeake-based Dollar Tree announced they're buying Charlotte-based Family Dollar for about $9 billion, including the assumption of debt. This is a big premium of 23% over Family Dollar's price on Friday. So really, what's going on here? Well, to put it mildly, the discount retail space is much more crowded than it used to be. Family Dollar's been struggling to either cut some prices and then keep some prices higher, which sends mixed messages to its customers. They recently said they would close nearly 400 stores, and Family Dollar's latest earnings report was off by over 30%, so that's not good. Even the world's largest retailer, Walmart, is struggling with margins being squeezed on the low end and increasing competition from online sources. Discount retailers in general are finding that customers are being much more selective and not doing all their food and apparel shopping in one place. This Dollar Tree purchase of Family Dollar was also partly due to yet another activist plan put in place by the investor Carl Icahn. The billionaire financier had acquired a big 10% stake in Family Dollar, was pushing the management to sell out to the highest bidder. Bottom line here, Wayne, is that this shows companies like Dollar Tree are still very willing to spend lots of cash in this low interest rate environment, and that retail trends are changing for these discount retailers.
Corporate earnings, as we said, are still coming out. What's the overall outlook?
Well, I'd say I'd like to talk a little bit more about this earnings season, which is in full swing this week. Thus far, the results from the last quarter have been good, or shall I say better than expected. They're up about 6.5-7% over last year's second quarter, which is good. The leaders so far this time have been in the energy, technology, and healthcare sectors. In fact, this week we have an interesting mix of what I'll call classic old school companies like ExxonMobil, Procter & Gamble, and even Pfizer, reporting at the same time that young bucks like LinkedIn, GoPro, and Tesla will be reporting. So that's just kind of interesting. It hasn't all been great, though, Wayne, because late last week, both Amazon and Visa downgraded expectations for their earnings for the back half of 2014. Both of them cited consumer spending pressures, which makes some analysts worry already about Christmas spending. Some analysts also predict that the recent cooling off of housing is going to affect retailers like Amazon and Visa. But really, once this week is over and analysts get a sense of where new home sales, manufacturing, and July jobs report come in, these reports will die down fairly quickly as August sets in.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doctor, around this time of year, you perform your annual financial checkup. You know, a lot of people, particularly those of a certain age, go in for an annual physical checkup, and perhaps it's a good idea to check on their financial status as well.
Yeah, I call this just a friendly piece of advice. Many people talk to us. They express concern about the stock market. They get agitated by commentators about this or that financial news on TV or the web. But, Wayne, we still see that retirement planning is the number one goal by far of most investors. The two most important questions we hear all the time are, can I afford to retire? That's a big one. And the other one is, will I run out of money during my retirement? We hear those all the time. Close behind those is families asking the question whether they should save for college tuition for their kids or for retirement. That's a tough one. We think the best piece of advice anyone can sort of act on now is not to focus on a specific number. Don't worry so much about getting to a mythical number like $1 million or $5 million or whatever it is. Spend more time on your financial health. And what's that, you say? There are several components to financial health, such as your job status and whether or not that job will be changing, whether it be eliminated, or whether or not you're going to be leaving it sometime soon, either on your own or maybe for health reasons. The level of debt you have for your house, credit cards, student loans, home equity loans, boats, etc. Obviously, the hint is the lower the better, and the lower the rates on these loans is better as well.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a cash reserve that people have for emergencies, and by corollary, how much cash you expect to spend in the next 12 months is a very critical component of financial health. Also, physical health of you and your immediate family is a big factor. You know, assisted living can be very expensive for a retired person. And, of course, how much money you have affects how much risk you can take. Wayne, the key takeaway here is that we highly recommend financial physicals, especially here in the summer. And I can tell you with great certainty that it will help you answer those two big questions about retirement. Can I afford to retire? And am I going to run out of money in retirement? So get a financial physical here in the summer.
Okay, good advice. Thanks, Brian. Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. 88.9 WCVE.
It's Morning Edition from NBR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the last 4 years, the U.S. Supreme Court has dramatically and repeatedly